Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Dragster. Listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Dragster, The Dead Are Out in Droves, a track from their latest album, Dead Punk, and hello to Fee and Diesel and the rest of the gang. Right there. It's just such a great album. It's really, really good. That song, I'd skipped through it so much, the album, that listening to which tracks you play in the past, I'd almost missed that one. And I remembered why. It's because I was going to save it for our Halloween show in November next year. This year, sorry. And then I thought, I can't wait that long. There'll be other Halloween-y opportunities.
Yeah, we usually have quite a few.
Yeah, what is Dragster's website?
Is it dragster.net?
No, dragsteruk.com. Paulie being the internet one, Tony nil. On this week's show, acting like I'm a real DJ, we will have the winner of the Bannerman's competition that I was supposed to read out last week. We will have news about your birthday. We will have loads of punk rock. And yes, there is one joke.
Hey.
And it's coming up right now. And thank you so much to Calgary Kelly here. Now, this is very early in the show for something so graphic. You might want to put over 18 ears on for this. Anyway, it says, oi, it's Calgary Kelly here. By the way, if you do have a joke for us, email paulieb@punkyradio, titling your email, comedy suburbs. This is what Calgary Kelly did. He goes, I hope I don't wake you up. I'm in Canada. I know we are in very different time zones. I don't sleep, Calgary Kelly. Not when other people do. But anyway, here it is. This is his joke. This is not the opinions of Punky Radio.
Okay.
Or me.
Right.
And it's really rude.
All right, go for it.
You strapped in?
A little bit, yeah.
A man walks into a bank, approaches the teller and says, I want to open a fucking bank account. She replies, excuse me. He says, you heard me, bitch. She storms off to get her manager, and when they return, the manager says, what is your problem, sir? He says, I want to open a fucking bank account for $2 million. The manager replies, oh, is this cunt giving you a hard time? Thank you very much, Calgary Kelly. Not the language that we really use on the show anymore, to be honest, but you know what? Funny.
Yes.
Great show this week. Just the music this week. I was so excited. You got the messages from me, didn't you? So I'm putting the music together now. I'm absolutely loving it. This is a new release from a band, a punk band out of Leeds called Flies On You. We played them a few times. We absolutely love them. They've got a new album coming out very soon. This is a track taken from it. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Flies On You's website?
Fliesonyou.co.uk?
It is indeed. It's Tony One, Paulie being the internet one, and this is the quite brilliant Katie Hopkins in human form. You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
There will be more from Flies On You in future weeks because there's an absolute massive amount of great stuff on their new album. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
Yep, thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like the page, leave us a comment. That's how it works. It's all social networking and all that business. Just get in touch.
I wish you'd give me time to say I love that tune every week, but you just bang in with your Facebook excitement.
I'm just so excited.
I know. Anyway, I love that tune.
Only one comment this week in response to last week's show. Rock Alliance has got in touch.
Excellent. Hello, Rock Alliance.
It's a great show, and thanks so much for playing our single. Your show sounded great from Canada. Keep it up. Cheers.
Of course,
so polite.
Sounds great anyway.
Does.
As do Rock Alliance. And if you'd like to hear that, Jack, you'll have to listen to last week's show.
Which you can, of course, do. PunkRadio.com.
Smooth.
Yeah. That's it for Facebook this week. It's a short week. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
In that case, then, let's just hear, once again, a brilliant tune that I really like that I never get the chance to properly say I like it.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I like that tune, you know.
Excellent. Yeah, and that is thanks to the missus of Paul B, the other one.
Yes.
I do want to, just for the next song, Tony, I want to just tell you briefly, I cooked a chicken madras for two people tonight. Me and my mate Darren, who's over again from Oslo. You remember Football Darren?
Football Darren, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, he only sends me a text to say he's gone down the pub and he's having a steak in the Wetherspoons.
Oh.
Well, I feel like an ignored housewife. But the thing is, I didn't send him a text back saying your dinner's in the dog. What I did was, I had both. I've just had two curries in one bowl, and I basically had twice as much dinner as I need. So to anyone around the world starving and listening to this at the same time, I can only apologise. But it was lovely. I'm absolutely stuffed now. Right. Next track this week, we'll talk about the band after you've heard it. In the meantime, just sit back, relax, and enjoy the wonder that is The Mobs, and put it in your pipe.
Smoke it. Some bloke says that's fantastic, but it needs a little work. Come up to my studio, we'll polish it like a turd. We'll make it fit for radio to sound like the real thing. Auto-tune the vocals and remix everything. We were sat quietly minding our business. We said, yo, sucks to you, sir, that's the way it is. Proclaimed whilst biting our lips. Put it in your pipe and smoke it. Band smoke.
Sub.
You're listening to the Dustaphonics right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed, sweet Tony.
That's okay.
That Mobs album, man, I absolutely love it. You know, it's called Garage Punk for Boys. It's one of my albums of 2014. And basically, because I've still got it, it could well be one of my albums of 2015. I just absolutely love that album. Can't wait to see him live. That was a track called Put It In Your Pipe from that album. What is their website?
TheMobs.com.
No, themobs.co.uk. Call me on the internet too, Tony One. Unlucky. You have got real chances of winning this week, by the way, I have to say. It's also, I did manage to start, but it's an entirely British show this week.
Ah.
We haven't done that in a while. Every single band this week, I mean, I'd go as far as they are actually English rather than British, I think. But yeah, entirely British show this week with British voices coming from me and you, two parts of Britain. Now, did you do anything last week?
It was my birthday.
Let's hear all about it, shall we?
So, yeah, so it was my birthday on Monday, so yesterday, as we record this. On Sunday night, we went to a hotel. Stephanie surprised me with a hotel near Gloucester.
Right.
Brockworth, someplace between Gloucester and Cheltenham.
Yeah.
So we just had a nice relaxing night in a hotel.
In Fred West country.
Is that where he's from?
Yeah. Bang smack in the middle of it.
Yeah, we stayed in. did no DIY. Yeah, and it was nice. It was a nice relaxing thing. It was had a classic example of a restaurant inside the hotel. I went for a meal later on in the evening, and
That's a very strangely constructed sentence. It a is. Restaurant inside of the hotel. I went for a meal in the evening.
I'm coming across all Yoda now. 38.
You have. And it was restaurant inside the hotel. I went for a meal during the evening.
I did.
Oh,
and it was completely empty. So I went down. I hadn't booked, obviously, because it was in the hotel. So I went down, completely empty, and I was told that, oh, we're quite booked tonight, but we can just about squeeze you in. With not a sense of irony, absolutely, just quiet. No tables with any people in there whatsoever. I was on my own, one person.
Right, and they just said we might be able to squeeze you in.
Might squeeze you in. And it was strange. And even when I left about an hour later, there was still half the tables completely empty. It's very strange.
Right.
But overall,
did they say it in that order, Tony? Or did they say, oh, squeeze you in, we can't?
Squeeze you in, we can't.
So anyway, was the food nice?
It was.
It was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you eat in the right order, or did you have the pudding first?
Had the pudding second, but it was a poor example of cake.
Oh, I think I saw the photo of that. Was it very small?
It was a very small piece of cream with a dollop of marmalade on it and a square of cake, not much bigger than an average brownie. And it was average.
Right. Well, so about 5'2".
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
It's just about the same size as your average brownie. I don't know how tall your average brownie is. They're probably not 5 foot, are they, brownies? Guys,
about 4'6".
I think your average brownie's probably about 4'6", yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't know what we're talking about, good.
Yeah. That was it, really. Just relaxing time. Then the next day, went to Gloucester for a bit. And then came home and chilled out. It was nice.
That sounds lovely.
Yes.
What a nice birthday. Right, should we play two songs in a row?
Yes, please.
Because we're going to do more about your birthday at the end of the show. Sorry, I'm not being that dismissive of it. Two songs in a row now. Listen out for Revenge of the Psychotronic Man with another track from their latest split with Bootscraper. But before that, we've got Damn Vandals, who brought out a new single that's out pretty much any time now, I think. The A side, if you like, has already been featured on Six Music and all that sort of thing all over the place. But you know what we're like, Tone. Mm. We like doing the B sides, don't we?
We do.
So this isn't the B-side, because I don't have B-sides anymore. It's all on the same side of the CD. But this is the second track of two tracks from the new single, both of which are from their upcoming album, I think. What is Damn Vandals' website?
DamnVandals.co.uk?
It is indeed. It's Tony 2, Paul with the Internet 2 at this halfway stage. And this music blows my mind!
To the sister of his brother's pride. Gotta get it in my veins, London beating hot. Gotta stick it to you, stick it to you. You've gotta stick it to me. This music blows my tiny mind. Set the killer to the god in the prison yard. It rocks my skull-sized kingdom now. Gotta stick it to you. Stick it to you.
as red as a possum's ass in pokeberry season.
When I was just 15, I was never seen at all. A promise of the future. As the years go down, and through my nose is gone, and my trade grew into a man. And I am proud to be part of the family who will take care of me when I am old. And I am proud to be part of the family. And all my brothers will help me till the end.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Revenge of the Psychotronic Man, a track called Family. A little bit of ska punk for you there. Just because we had a bit of sort of stoner punk. Dan Vanals, I suppose you call it stoner punk when you're... Anyway, we had Dan Vanals, and then we had Revenge of the Psychotronic Man, which is their only ska punk track on that split. The rest is full-on 100% hardcore punk, but that one, really like it. Anyway... What is Revenge of the Psychotronic Man's website, Tony?
RevengeOfTheSychotronicMan.com?
It is! 23, poorly being the internet too. Well done. It's a lead at the halfway stage. So, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Great, that means it must be time for...
Tony's International Gig Guide
12. New venue, same old shit, 666, give me the beast.
Yeah, another week, Nick Morgan's at 12 Bar Club. Don't forget, they have moved, it's on Holloway Road now, the old Fibbers, apparently. I'm going to do two gigs this week, Friday and Sunday. So we're going to be nowhere near the Beast. Or are we? This Friday, the 20th, the Bermondsey Joyriders, the Phobics.
We've talked about Bermondsey Joyriders before.
We have, yeah. The Phobics, the London Sewage Company, and DJ Chelsea Jack. This is a 12 Bar Records launch night. They're launching their own record label.
Oh, fantastic.
And it's a vinyl release, I think.
Vinyl.
So we're in that mine. How much do you think that is?
£6.
It is £6, yeah.
Excellent.
Nothing on Saturday. Sunday night, 22nd. Furia 5. Cold Hard Truth. Bun Dem Out. Ironed Out LBU and Crypto LBU. It's Eruption Record and Concrete Hardcore Presents Night.
Right.
And it's advanced tickets only.
Oh.
So there's a clue. how much do you
Our advanced ticket's £6, by any chance.
No. How much would you expect to pay in total for your advanced tickets? There is a £2 PayPal charge.
£2?
I know, on top of everything else. So in total, how much would it be for an advanced ticket for that?
£8.
£14.
Oh, hell's bells.
Mm. So it's 6-1-2.
Over two, yeah,
six
but over four. Two nights, Tony, that does make it 6-1-4.
Exactly.
Hang about. 16 doors down from the Beast. Is it?
Is it?
No, it's more than that.
6-1-4.
No, 6-1-4.
26.
52. 26 doors down from the Beast. Oh, they won't even know he's there.
No, he won't. They'll be living in just blissful ignorance of the Beast.
That's just
presence.
How he likes it.
He does this. It is. But that's it at 12 Bar.
He'll show up one day with a block drain or something and they won't know what's in. So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide
12 Bar. Ashley Reeks, Tony.
Yes.
I'm sure he doesn't. Ashley Reeks is a very interesting performer, or should I say creative, in that he's an artist and punk rocker and former promising cricketer. and he's brought out this fantastic album. I mean, we've played three or four songs of it now. The one we're about to play is right now. What is Ashley Reeks' website?
AshleyReeks.com.
It is. It's Tony. What's that? Tony Four, probably been on the internet too.
It is.
Ashley Reeks is AshleyReeks.com. And my apologies for taking the mickey every time I say your name. Ashley Reeks, does he? Sorry to hear that. But it's just a great album. Make sure you check out the website as well. There's loads of really interesting stuff on it. Loads of great art on there as well. Anyway, in the meantime, this is Manipulator.
Wound.
You're listening to Desoro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Do you do anything this week?
No. Not this week, no. What are you up to?
Not me neither, really. I've got a gig on Saturday, but I can't remember where it is. So instead, right, we'll just get on with the competition that I meant to do last week. We did ask the question. This was to win Best of Bannerman's. Bannerman's Live. It was Under the Bridge, Volume 10. Which is a 10-track CD of a mixture of punk and metal, thanks to everyone that entered, and I'm pleased to reveal that the winner was... I did that like Davina.
You did.
The winner was... you know what? I've just shut down the other bit of paper. Hang on, I say bit of paper, a bit of physical.
Shut down your bit of paper.
Oh. I've shut down a bit of paper. And the winner was Robert Kitchen. Congratulations to Robert. I'll be in touch with you. He correctly said that the question was... What is Bannerman's on the corner of? Which two streets is on Cowgate and Nidri Street? And should you ever be in Edinburgh, make sure you visit it. They have music on most nights and a brilliant bar with great bar staff. It's a fantastic place. Robert, I will email you to let you know you've won. And then if you drop me your address, I'll post you the CD.
Excellent.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
It does.
Right, so I'm just going to get straight on with the next song and then we'll have a longer chat in the next bit, all right?
Okay.
All right, so the next track is by, I don't know, some bloke called Tony Hearn.
Yeah.
And this is the exclusive punky radio edit of Tony Towers.
Home away from home, and you'll never be alone. You're a private throne,
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a track by you called Tony Towers. Why don't you tell us about it?
Yes, wrote that in 2007. It's part of my album, which never got released, but there you go. It was, until last week, 4 minutes and 20 seconds long, I believe it was.
It had been over bongoed, hadn't it?
It had bongoed. I managed to cut good down to just over 3 minutes now. I think about 302. Which is much more comfortable.
It is, and it does. I'm not just saying it, but I really like that song. At some point, I would like you, if possible, to go back into a studio of some sort and just redo it as it should be done properly, rather than, because you guys did it in a bit of a rush, didn't you? Really,
we did. I kind of wrote an album in a month, and it was like, so we had to write it, practice it, and record it, and record it over 2 days. So it was literally just quantity over quality of terms of recording.
Yeah, it was, but it's great. This is fantastic. However, Tony, are you going to ask me a question about it?
All right. So yeah. So if you were to find out more information about Tony Hearn, where would you find it? On his Facebook. His Facebook.
On his page. Oh, his Facebook. Well, right. Was it facebook.com/Tony Hearn?
No. It's facebook.com/ the Tony Hearn.
The Tony Hearn, which makes it Tony Hearn 5, probably being the internet too. Now, there's another Tony Hearn page, isn't there, Tony?
There is, yeah.
Well, there's a community page.
That's the community page, that is that one.
Oh, it is, that is it, right.
Yeah, my personal one is Mr. Tony Hearn.
Oh, I've never got that. Nah. So, so what can people expect to find on that community page on Facebook? They should all, what do? They join it or like it?
They can like it. You can find, there's a couple of videos on there. There's a couple of old songs from Band Alcohol. Anything I've been kind of part of. I think there's the last thing I posted was a live recording of Love Machine. Recorded at the intake. Okay, so occasionally I'll post something up there, because basically I've not been in the band for about 6 years. So there's not a lot of output. But I do try and post some stuff on there.
Well, no, but interestingly, birthday boy. So you had a good birthday and everything.
Did
you?
Yeah.
Right. Do you want to just explain that we haven't got a twat and what we should be doing about that?
Yeah, no twats this week. If you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. We all know twats, so let's out them to the world. Email me now.
Yeah, do. Now, as it is your birthday this week, Tony, I've let you pick a song yourself, haven't I?
Yes.
And that's what you're going to do now. So tell me all about this band, because I'd never heard of them before.
This is another band from Nottingham. A few years ago, I worked with a girl called Amy, and she played guitar. So we jammed a couple of times and very nearly formed a band, but she was already in a band, a three-piece girl garage band. She played guitar and backing vocals, and then just after we were jamming, the bassist left, so her and the drummer stayed together and formed this band called The Bus Stop Madonnas. So there were two piece, and she took over the lead vocals. And
oh, wow.
Pretty damn good. And last weekend they got paid on Stephen Mack's show.
Oh, great.
And so it reminded me that I had one song to play this weekend, but well, I know they've got a good EP out, which again was a vinyl release, but you can download it. And they're really good. They're really good. And definitely the kind of thing we play on this show.
I can't help thinking that this wasn't the track they played on Steve Lamacq.
No, I don't think it would have been.
No. This is more Punky Radio special.
Yes, yes. It's really good. And every set of tracks on the album is it's an EP. 5-track EP, all of them about 2 minutes long. So it's just great. Is that right. What I like? Girl singing, girl guitar and short songs. It's my birthday. I'll choose that.
Yeah. What haven't you asked me yet?
What is the Bus Stop Madonna's Bandcamp page?
Is it bus.madonnas.bandcamp.com?
It is.
Cool! You still won. Tony 5, all of you on the internet 3. Go on, introduce it then.
This is the Bus Stop Madonnas and Job.
Hey! Mom! I just quit my job! I don't want a job! I can't find a job! Fuck your job! Hey! Dad! I just wrecked the car! I just smashed the car! I just burned the car! I can't find a car! I just took a piss. I just bit my lips. I feel like a bitch. I can't get no kiss. Hey, cop! I just took some crack. I just got out of the tank. I just rocked a bed. I feel pretty red. Ain't no problem, no middle class. Ain't gonna get on fire. That was the Bus Stop Madonnas and Job. Thank you so much for listening to Punky Radio this week. Don't forget we are here. We normally go up as sort of Tuesday every week, but the shows stay up, so you can always go back and hear old ones, or you can listen to us online. How can you do that, Tony?
You can go to Punk Radio, punkradio.com, P-O-D-U-N-K, radio.com, we're on Radio Andra, radioandra.se. They're the two stations that carry us. We aren't on the other one anymore, so... Do support those two stations. They are both excellent, so check them out.
Yeah. Thanks very much for listening. Happy birthday to you, Tony.
Thank you very much.
That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apu.
Bunch of guns.